the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, speaking of mavericks, renegades and rebels like Eddie Jordan, is being a bit bold a good thing for business or even the workplace? Clinical psychologist, neuroscientist and professor of psychology at Trinity, Ian Robertson, mulls it over.
The sun was beating down on a twinkling sea, and as George drove along the sunny Scottish road to work, having dropped his daughter off at school, he realised that he absolutely must go for a swim. The trouble was, he had neither togs nor towel. But it was early in a weekday, and the place was empty. So he made the bold decision to have a pre-work skinny dip. George plunged into the icy, skin-contracting water and swam for a few chilly strokes. As he turned to go back in, however, he spied a line of women trooping down the ramp and settling themselves on the rocks. With a stomach-churning horror, he saw that they were the mothers of his daughter's schoolmates with whom he had been chatting at the school gate just 20 minutes previously. Worse, to reach his little bundle of clothes, he was going to have to walk up the narrow path past every single one of them. Brutally exposed at exactly eye level. George's bold decision to swim naked may not have paid off, but with his head held high, he strode up the path with a dignified wave, as if all was normal, clutched his clothes and sprinted up to the bushes to clothe himself. Boldness in business decision-making is increasingly necessary. This is because uncertainty, economic, political and social, is rising exponentially, in part driven by technological change such as artificial intelligence. The human brain works as a prediction machine and is therefore uncomfortable with uncertainty and responds with anxiety. The problem with anxiety is that it pulls us back, deters us from action, and makes us avoid, the very antithesis of boldness. Research from across 40 countries shows that anxious people do less of everything, socially.
Well, I've got other plans.
Hobbies.
No, thank you.
Travel.
Maybe.
Sport.
I'm okay.
And also, we must assume, making bold decisions at work.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
This is understandable, because anxiety is the body and brain preparing to meet a threat. And threats demand vigilance, caution, and avoidance. Given the increasing level of anxiety among younger people, this could pose a major problem for businesses. When the brain is in threat mode, it scans the world for more threat, and the memories it throws up are threat memories much more than success ones. This compounds the retreat mode, where do nothing is the preferred option. Such is the neuropsychology of the bear market. But do nothing just doesn't wash in business anymore. Decisions have to be made in spite of uncertainty. And this has to happen throughout a company, not just in the C-suite. We can, however, learn to override our brain's aversion to uncertainty by pricing it in our decisions. It is possible to embrace that uncertainty in a challenge frame of mind, harnessing the edginess and using its energy to focus on the likely success and not on the much less likely failure. By embracing uncertainty and accepting that your decisions will be wrong a certain proportion of times by statistical necessity, you can embrace boldness without dispensing with necessary caution. George's swim decision didn't pan out as he had hoped, but he lived with its consequences and re-established his equilibrium by a recovered boldness and how he dealt with it. We learn more from our mistakes than from our successes. But we have to make decisions, good and bad, and embrace them boldly, no matter how exposed we feel.
Professor Ian Robertson there.